Nerdy Boys are back, coming to give it to you, playing the same game. You always refuse. Elk Grove Nerds always breaking through, like the Hulk smashing his way through the roof.
Abominate, abomination, running the entire nation's dollars are in circulation, blowing it on these vacations, buying, taking, causing pain. Bruce will tell you what I'm saying. He is dreaded, always paying. That is called the Bruce Wayne.
Hello and welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. We give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened during the week in comics, movies, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Along with that, spoiler warning. So if you've not watched the latest and greatest of nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning, we'll probably be cussing and stuff. So if you don't like hearing words like faggot, suck a dick, fuck you, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, word.
Up to your mother.
Yes. Welcome everybody to our regular show this week. This is our fourth podcast of the weekend.
Four, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, so.
But don't worry, we'll get through this.
Yeah, we'll get through it. And we'll be back next week with three more.
Three more. Yeah, we told you guys that we had a lot of content coming for you, and if you didn't believe us, man, you better believe it.
You better believe it.
Naruto style. Believe it!
Yeah, so we were up until like 3 in the morning watching Geordie Shore.
Yeah, dude, that show is so fucking hilarious.
Just great. Just great.
So, yeah, as we said, this is our fourth podcast this week. So, just to give you some info, we did a Game of Thrones podcast, a Civil War pre-show, you know, just kind of going over the different sides, what side we land on, why, etc. You know, some what if scenarios.
Talking about the comic event and what we expect from the movie and all that good stuff.
All that good mumbo jumbo. And then we also had, well, I said Game of Thrones, and then we had
comic book talk.
Yes, comic book talk. That was a good one.
Yeah, we talked about Black Panther. We talked about Iron Fist and Power Man. Or whatever it is, Power Man and Iron Fist. We talked about JLA. We talked about Huck. And we talked about International Iron Man.
So. Yeah, dude, it was a good time. I hope you guys enjoy the extra content that we're putting out. So if you guys do get a chance to check all that out, let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, for sure. So,
yes.
Are we just going to jump right in here?
Yeah, but just real quick, if you guys haven't had a chance, go follow us on all our social medias on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. And we also have a website. It's pretty cool. Christian redesigned it a couple weeks ago, and it looks fantastic. You guys should go check it out. It's www.nerdyboysreviews.com. There's a forum section, a buy list, like a homepage, you know.
Yeah, if you go to our homepage, you'll see like a slideshow and some stuff. But if you scroll down below that, you'll see a link to Reality Comics, which is like a comic book social media site, and it kind of explains like who they are there too, because there's like a they explain it one way on their Twitter, and then there's another way on their website. So I included both of those, and just check it out and sign up with them and get all updated. They have like forums on there, and like you can like put on your profile like what books you're currently reading, who your favorite characters are, what your favorite books are. It's a cool thing.
Yeah. So. It's a good way to interact with your fellow nerd community.
Yeah, definitely.
So, definitely go check them out. Along with that, we have a really great follower and listener, Nicholas J. He always interacts with us on Twitter. So, if you guys do have a Twitter account, go follow him at Nicholas J. So, yeah.
Anyway, so, jumping into some of this news. First, we have that Jeremy Irons is returning as Alfred for the Justice League. All they really tell you is that he said he's returning as Alfred for the Justice League. That's like the whole article.
Okay, dude. I could really fucking care less, honestly.
There's really not a lot to go on.
Yeah, not much to go on other than the fact that it's like he shouldn't even be playing Alfred, so it's okay.
I mean, I didn't think his Alfred was bad, but it's like, what role is he going to play in the Justice League? Is he just going to be there like, have a cup of tea, Master Bruce?
Yeah, seriously. Well, no, dude, like, I think his interpretation was really good. I just feel like he's just too young, and it's not believable for me.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. That's my whole point. It's like, he's not old enough, because, like, you think about it, it's like, okay, this Bruce Wayne is, like, in, like, clearly, like, his 40s to 50s at this point.
Right.
And Alfred is clearly supposed to be, like, 20 to 30 years older than Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, it's like, if you believe their ages, it's like, Alfred was like 16 when Bruce's parents died or something.
Or like 20 at least, or something like that. Somewhere like in from like 16 to 21, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
When they died. So you automatically have to assume that's like, okay, he should be like at least in his 60s in this movie.
Yeah.
And like, he just like looks like damn near the same age as Bruce. And I'm just like, what is going on here, right, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, there's that.
Like, he looks like he can damn near suit up in a suit of armor and then go fight crime with Bruce. And I'm just like, well, right. No, dude.
He looks like he should be Commissioner Gordon or something.
Yeah, dude, he would be an excellent Commissioner Gordon, yeah. I think.
Yeah, but in more DC, Warner Brothers, movie, whatever news, the Flash director has departed amid creative differences. This comes from the Hollywood Reporter, who brought word that that the Flash has lost its director, Seth Graham Smith, citing creative differences over the project. He's the screenwriter of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter and previous drafts of Beetlejuice 2, and he was set to make his directorial debut with this film, with the screenplay, I'm guessing, being written by the Lego Movie directors Phil Lord and Christopher Miller. But he's left because of creative differences. Ezra Miller, who's going to be playing Barry Allen, he previously said about the role that he liked the character to have many dimensions, but really, he said, I'd like them to have the usual dimensions we know and love, and then some extra ones that are part of the amazing consideration of this superhero. I hope to realize him as a person, and I think what's most exciting for me in superhero mythologies is when we feel the humanity of someone who is heroic, or the heroism of someone who is a flawed, deeply human person.
Okay, there's two things to discuss here. Dude, just scrap this fucking movie, dude. It'd be okay. It doesn't really surprise me that, like, another director has left a Warner Bros. Like, production. It seems to be a common theme in their films, and it doesn't really surprise me, like, why, like, in my own opinion, I feel like they've fallen short on, like, almost all their films, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Like, I'm not really surprised at this point, because it's like they're going through directors, like, left and right, all creative differences and stuff like that.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. Like, I think they should scrap the actor, too, because, you know, he's just spewing out shit right now. I'm just like, what are you even fucking talking about, dude? Like, the fuck are you even talking about? Fucking dimensions. And, like, dude, suck a fucking dick.
Yeah.
I'm like, hashtag we want Grant Gustin, dude.
Yeah. I like Grant Gustin too much, I think. It's like you're going to have this huge division of fans, because everybody who watches The Flash is going to just be like, but it's like, this is not Barry Allen, you know? So,
but no, like, I seriously have a serious question. Like, what the fuck is Ezra Miller even talking about?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Like, literally, it has nothing to even do with, like, you know, like, what they're talking about before. And then just, like, there's, like, you were just going to throw in a random quote from him. And I'm just like, what is going on, dude?
Yeah,
like, maybe it's, like, a quote from something else. But I'm just like, if this had anything to do with, like, what they're even talking about, I'm like,
said quote about the film. But it's, like, it doesn't even matter, because it's like, who cares what you want? You're just the actor.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. Like, I don't, he's not a believable Barry Allen for me. I'm like,
right.
He doesn't look like Barry Allen, like, in no way, shape, or form. Like, he has, like, long ass hair. I'm like, when did Barry Allen have long ass hair, dude? Right. Did I fucking miss something? Shit.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Maybe the movie will still be good, but whatever.
Yeah, dude. So moving on, Punisher spinoff officially ordered at Netflix. So it was, I mean, you guys might be confused now. They're like, dude, that's not new news. But dude, it actually is, because it was just a rumor before. It was like a fan rumor. Everybody wanted Netflix to put it on, but it had never been confirmed. So John Bernthal will reprise his role as Frank Castle in the series, with Hannibal executive producer Steve Lightfoot set to serve as the series showrunner. We want to thank the fans who are clamoring for more of John's stunning and powerful performance as Frank Castle, from Marvel's Daredevil. Executive producer head of Marvel Television, Jeff Lowe, said that, now combined with showrunner Steve Lightfoot's compelling writing, we are thrilled to bring Marvel's The Punisher to Netflix. John hooked our global audience with his performance as Frank Castle from the moment he stepped on screen in Marvel's Daredevil, and we were looking forward to seeing more of him in this role under the vision of Steve Lightfoot, said Cindy Holland, the Netflix vice president of original content. For me, the complexity and unpredictability of Frank Castle makes him an incredible, compelling character, and I couldn't be more excited to dive into this world, executive producer and showrunner Steve Lightfoot said that. After watching John's performance in Marvel's Daredevil, I could not be more excited to be working with him and to further develop and progress the story of this anti-hero in the show of his own. Man, that's a lot of quotes to read through.
Yeah.
They kind of just go on to say, you know, there's other Marvel Netflix shows, not really all that important.
Right.
So this isn't a surprise to me. Like, I mean, no. Marvel is a smart company, dude, that understands what their fans want.
Right.
And obviously from like the very first appearance that we see Jon Bernthal on screen, like we just like clamored and wanted, like we wanted more, dude.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a hunger that grew within us that we could not contain any longer.
I think it's pretty much a given that this was going to happen. I just wonder if he's going to play a role in any other of the Netflix series, possibly.
Yeah.
Besides his own, what kind of characters are going to be in his series? If he's going to appear in the Punisher or the Defenders, maybe, and even if a solo series is even right for him, that's always a consideration too.
Is even right for him?
Yeah, I mean, like some characters like great. With other characters, but when they get their own thing, it's like, can they do it? I think he can.
Yeah, it just really depends on, like, what story they're going to run with. I mean, and I think that's my major concern right now.
Right.
I mean, because, like, okay, the Punisher has had, like, many runs of his own, of course, but he has been in a lot more of other people's storylines, I feel like, more than his own. You know, he's a big part of, like, the Spider-Man universe and, like, the Daredevil universe. And,
right.
You know, like, he plays all these intricate roles in all those spots, and I'm just like, well, like, what does he have to offer on his own kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm mad excited. Don't get me wrong that.
I feel like they're going to go with, like, a Punisher Max kind of thing. Like, you know, we'll see, but.
But it's like, if they just kind of do the same thing that he already did in Daredevil, it does have the potential not to be all that great.
Right. That's why I still have a little bit, like, I have faith in Marvel, but I kind of have a little fear about Luke Cage and where they're going to go, because we already saw a lot of him in Jessica Jones, and like, what role will he play in his own series?
I feel like maybe even, like, well, okay, like, Iron Fist can definitely have his own series, because, like, his story is a little bit more compelling.
Right.
But, like, for, like, Luke Cage, it almost kind of, like, I'm, like, I'm really wondering, like, dude, like, what are you really going to offer?
Right.
As your own character? Like, he's more of, like, a duo character.
Right.
With other people and stuff. Not, like, a sidekick or anything. But, you know.
But can he support his own show?
Exactly.
So. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on. The Office's Stephen Merchant has taken a mystery role in next year's Wolverine sequel. He is the star and co-creator of The Office, the UK version, not the American version. And he's taking a mystery role in the upcoming Wolverine movie. News of his involvement comes from Deadline and arrives on the heels of a different report, which I'll read to you right after this. that he's going to be in an undisclosed role. He's joining the current cast, but we don't know who he's going to be. So I don't know. I don't really care. I think he's a great...
Yeah.
He's a funny actor, he's a funny guy, but it's a mystery role. In addition to that, Richard E. Grant will play a mystery mad scientist. I don't care about mystery roles. Like, this isn't news to me.
Yeah, dude. Like, I really hate these, like, fluff news pieces, because it's like, okay, it's great that they're adding characters to like, you know, the movie or whatever, but it doesn't matter if we don't know who the fuck they are.
Right, like...
It's like, what are we supposed to be like? Like, look at him and then, like, try to reference, like, their looks to, like, people... In the Wolverine or X-Men universe, it's like, dude, like, that's not fucking news, dude. Like, tell us who the fuck they are!
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
So.
So, yes. Could a potential Iron Man 4 mark the end for Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark? Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, you know, they keep adding on the quote, you know, that he, like, once said, he's like, I feel like I could do one more.
Yeah,
but
that's the entire piece of news. That's
the
entire piece.
I'm just like, dude, like, what? Like, when did you say this? Like, I think he said it, like, right after they're done making Civil War. So maybe it's like, okay, sure. Maybe he might have, like, another solo film. Or maybe they might just save him for Infinity Wars, like, part one or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
Who knows? It's like, just because he's down for one more doesn't mean it'll happen.
But, like, here's like, the important part to think about. It's like... What are we going to do in the Marvel Universe without RDJ and, like, Chris Evans? Because, you know, like, they're both at that point where it's like,
Right. Maybe
one more, but maybe we'll walk away now.
Right. Well, there was a piece of news I skipped over this week only because we haven't seen Civil War, but it's kind of like Chris Evans talking about Civil War. So, like, it might be included as future at Marvel, too, because I've seen things about that. I just don't want to read them yet until I see Civil War, because I don't want to see spoilers.
Yes. So. Sorry if we are skipping news because of that, but, you know, we don't really want spoilers. That's why we really haven't been all too active on our Twitter since, like, the premieres started for these movies. So.
Right.
But in other Marvel news, Marvel responds to Ancient One casting controversy with the new film details. So, all right, I'm just going to kind of move straight into, like, the quote.
Right.
But kind of giving you guys background information if you guys don't know about the controversy. The Ancient One is, like, played, one, by a female, and two, like, she's white.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a huge deal for, like, everyone else because, one, like, it's a male character and, like, a, like, supposedly supposed to be, like, Asian descent. But it's never really clarified in the comics or whatever. But right. So it doesn't even fucking matter, dude. Here's my thing. Wait, let me read what they say first before I just go off. Marvel has a very strong record of diversity in its casting of films and regularly parts from stereotypes and source material to bring its MCU to life. They wrote in a statement to Mashable. The Ancient One is a title that is not exclusively held by any one character, but rather a monkier passed down through time. And in this particular film, the embodiment is Celtic. We are very proud to have the enormously talented Tilda Swinton portray this unique and complex character alongside our richly diverse cast.
Hashtag support Marvel.
Hashtag support Marvel, dude. You know, it is important to note that it's like, dude, this isn't the first time they changed somebody's ethnicity.
Right.
Obviously, Nick Fury being like one of the biggest ones, dude. He's white in the comics and now he's black in, like, you know, the movies. Right. Nobody gives a shit, dude. But it's, here's my fucking thing, dude, that really pisses me the fuck off. It's only when they take a person of color or however you want to put it and make them white, people seem to have a fucking problem with, dude. And that's fucking bullshit, dude. Like, no, dude, seriously, I feel like, like, white people are under, like, mass distress nowadays, dude, where it's like, we can't do anything or we'll be labeled as racist.
Well,
and that's fucking bullshit.
There's definitely a fine line, and I think that, you know, a lot of people cross the line nowadays. I wouldn't go so far as to say that, you know, it's racist or, like, we're whitewashing Hollywood and all this stuff. Like it is clear to a certain extent that most actors are white, you know, but That's not, you know, it's like they're given traditionally Asian characters, this and like stereotyping and all this stuff. And it's like, we just want to go see our movies, you know, like,
yeah, dude, like, dude, no, news like this makes me so fucking fierce.
Like, but like nobody said anything. Randy. Nobody said anything about what's his name? Chad something. Whatever. Who's playing Baron Mordo in this movie? Baron Mordo is a white guy. They cast the black guy.
Exactly, because nobody cares unless if it's a white person taking a colored person's position, you know,
right.
You know, apparently, you know what I mean?
And then all those people stereotyping because Danny Rand knows Kung Fu, he must be Asian American.
No, dude, like, it was never that way.
Never.
Dude, in multiple fucking issues that is in colored print, he has blonde fucking hair and
blue eyes.
Dude. And looks nothing of Asian descent, dude. I have no problem with anybody of color, anybody of different descent other than white. I don't care about any of that shit, dude. But it seems to be like everybody goes in a huffy as soon as it's like a white person's like, oh, dude, no, that guy should be Asian or, you know, the Ancient One should be a male. No, dude, it doesn't fucking matter, dude.
Right.
You know, like, ugh, dude, fuck off, man. Seriously. Suck a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Like, people are just like racist bigots, dude. And it's like, they're like saying, oh, it's racist to cast like white people in these roles. Dude, do you realize like how racist you're fucking being?
You know,
dude?
What? I can agree with them if they're like, if they like cast Black Panther as a white guy.
Exactly.
Like,
like cast like Captain America as like a female. It's like, okay, dude, it's understandable, dude, in that point. But it's like, dude, these like other characters, like, you guys, like, people will try to make a big deal out of anything, dude. And it makes me so furious. Like, I just want to see these movies, dude. Like, seriously, man. It's becoming overboard, dude.
I think Marvel has their right to do whatever. Like, I can see, like, people looking at, like, Ant-Man and being like, oh, well, the Mexicans that role are, like, stereotypical, like, criminal, whatever, funny guy, Mexican, you know, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I can see that point of view. Like, I might not agree with it, but I can see it, you know? But, like, this little stuff, it's like the Ancient One is canonically Asian American. Okay, but it's also canonically a male, but you don't care when they give male roles to females because, you know, like, they're minorities too. So, it's like, it's not the issue that it's a female, it's the issue that it's not an Asian female.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
All right, let's move on. Yeah, so Alicia Vikander is playing Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider reboot. So, we originally had news that Daisy Ridley was a potential candidate, and I remember saying then, don't get your hopes up, it's just a rumor.
Yep.
And pretty much they went with someone else, and it could just be because, you know, Daisy Ridley's incredibly busy now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Alicia Vikander was in The Danish Girl. I think she played the robot in Ex Machina, which we still need to watch.
Okay.
But
I don't really care about this news. like, dude, what the fuck is this? Oh, damn
you
it.
Don't care about Tomb Raider?
No, not really, dude. Like, I played the game, like, when I was a kid or whatever, but I don't really care about it that much. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Okay, cool. Like, we're happy for Alicia Vikander.
What does Vicky say? Like, she's like, William Big Dick or something?
Yeah, William Big Dick.
William Big Willie or something.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's fine news. I love Daisy Ridley, but Alicia, good too. All right.
Okay, congratulations to you, Alicia. We're happy that you got a role. But, you know, okay, you know, let's move on. Civil War opens at $200.2 million overseas.
Yeah, making a lot of money.
Making a lot of money, boys.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not really surprising. I mean, let's go. Dude, it's fucking Civil War. Biggest fucking Marvel event ever.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Arguably. Yes. So we had two trailers this week. X-Men Apocalypse trailer and Killing Joke trailer.
Yes.
So which one do you want to get into first, man?
I guess we'll just talk about Apocalypse first.
Because it's first on the list.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Look at my little drawing.
What is that, a penis?
No. It's a little arm. Little buff arm.
Looks like a little penis, like, jizzing, dude, everywhere. And it's like streams of it.
Oh, it doesn't look anything like that. Anyway. What'd you think?
I didn't, you know, the movie's gonna be a flop, dude. Fucking congratulations, you piece of shit company. Fuck, dude.
You really think the movie's
gonna
be a flop?
Yes, dude, it's gonna fucking suck, dude. The trailer was super cluttered, mixed with all these different storylines. Hey, dude, Magneto's my fucking father, dude! Yeah! You didn't fucking earn that storyline, you faggot.
What do you mean? You don't have to earn that storyline.
Fuck yes, you do, dude. Fuck off. You know, oh, cool, dude, we're gonna make fucking Mystique, like, the main character in this movie, apparently.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
I'm just like, dude, she's not a fucking X-Men, never has been an X-Men, never will be an X-Men. Fuck you!
Fucking hates the X-Men, fucking always on Magneto's dick, licking the fucking crease of his ball sack, like, oh my god.
Licking that dick cheese off his
Oh, god. So gross.
Oh, man. Dude.
She probably shaved
I fucking
ass
hate
him.
That. Who is it? Oh, do I forget her name? Jennifer Lawrence. I can't stand her as an actor. She's like fucking.
I used to like her, but she's become very annoying. Yes.
Yeah, dude. Like, you suck as an actor, bitch.
Yeah, and you're not an X-Men.
Yeah, you're not an X-Men. Stop trying to be an X-Men. Stop trying to force her to be an X-Men. All right.
I feel like the effects will be good. And Wolverine is going to have his little cameo with his little...
I don't know, dude. It was, like, all different kinds of cluttered and shit. And it's, like, they're doing the daddy storyline, and then they're going to do, like, the Mystique mommy storyline and stuff. And I'm just like, what is all of this?
Are they going to do the Mystique mommy storyline?
Yeah, dude. Because remember, she, like, went and got Nightcrawler.
Dude, but she would have had him when she was, like, 3 years old.
Who knows, dude? Who knows? And then, like, she was all, remember, like, Nightcrawler somehow, like, recognized her, and she's like, it's you, mommy. Or, like, he didn't say mommy, but, like, you kind of get that idea, because if you read comics, you fucking know this.
Yeah.
All right. dude, I don't know, man. Like, I just don't think it's gonna be a good movie. Like, I had high hopes for it before this trailer, now I just, like, wish I never watched this trailer.
Well.
The damage can't be undone.
All right.
What do you think? You never really gave any opinions. I ranted for a little bit. You didn't really say anything.
I think the effects are going to be very good. I don't know. Like, the acting might be bad. Like, I just don't like Jennifer Lawrence. But I hope the movie's good, and we'll have to see.
Yeah, dude, I'm just like, okay. Randomly, this guy's like, man, he does my father.
And they're, like, overusing Moira McTaggart, the FBI lady, who's, like, her and Charles have something going on.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, dude. Like, the trailer was everywhere, dude. It didn't, like, give you a clear line, really. And then, like, all of a sudden at the end, it's like you see fucking Wolverine pull out his claws. Like, dude, I got a fucking raging claw, dude. I'm like, okay, cool.
All right. Moving on.
Yes. And then fucking apparently one fucking point, like, Charles is in the fucking wheelchair. Then, like, he's not in the wheelchair anymore, and he's, like, fighting Apocalypse.
And getting thrown into
then,
shit.
And then, like, all of a sudden, a fucking Apocalypse, like, dude, I'm getting a boner and growing big. And I don't know, dude.
My body is filling with erections.
Yeah, dude. And I was like, what is happening, man? All right, so fuck it. I don't think it's going to be a good movie. I think you might enjoy it a little bit more than me, but okay. Killing Joke.
Very iconic.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Excited for this one?
I have a raging clue right now.
A raging clue?
Yep. No, dude, seriously, I'm so fucking hyped for this movie. Not even joking. Like,
yeah.
Dude, I love the old school animation. Like, thank you so much for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been so easy for them to do it, like, more, like, detailed and, like, all new school animation. But they're throwing it back old school, and I'm like, yes!
Yeah, it looks like they're kind of like, hey, guys, let's go frame for frame from the comic book and just animate it.
Exactly, dude. And I was like, fucking good shit, dude. You guys deserve a high five. If you were right here, I'd give you the biggest one.
Give you the top top.
Top top.
Yes.
So, I mean, what'd you think, dude?
Dude, I mean, fuck, man. I've been talking about it, man. I've been like, oh, man, that shit fucking iconic, man. That shit's going to be great. It's going to be like fucking, like, just like the fucking comic book, brah.
All right. It's pretty hot in here, guys. We're losing
We're losing
air, dude. I mean, we're cutting off it's cutting off, like, you know, our air supply.
Circulation to my feet is gone.
Oh, geez. You have diabetes, dude. If that's the case. All right, dude. So we have, like, our regular shows to go through, and it's Lucifer, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. As you know, Supergirl finished up last week. And Gotham took a break.
Gotham took a break.
So, rant time, guys. Seriously, man. What is up with all of these shows taking a break every other fucking week, dude?
It's just unnecessary.
And, like, we literally just said last week, dude. We're like, oh, good job, Gotham. You took all your breaks at once. You took, like, a fucking 3-month break. Good job, dude. Like, and then, like, they're going steady, and then, boom, you fucking just take a break on me, dude. You guys are fucking assholes. Fuck you.
Yeah, now we got to give our props to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because they took a huge break, came back March 8th, and they haven't taken a break yet. And they're going to be done before everything else.
Yeah, dude, no, seriously, man. This is, like, bullshit by now, dude. I remember, like, what happened to the good days where, like, you literally had, like, the mid-season finale. And then, like, you take, like, a month or so break, and then you finish out the rest of the season. There's no, like, week-to-week breaks. It's like, dude, if you have a contract with this fucking company, stop doing other shit, fucking, Amell. Whatever the fuck your first name is.
Stephen Amell.
Yes, dude, you beautiful fucking bastard.
Fucking buff bitch.
I'm pretty sure that's why, like, Arrow was taking so many fucking breaks. I don't know what is going on with Gotham. Why are they taking another break, dude? Like, that's bullshit, dude. Seriously, like,
dude, Bruce,
fucking get it done. We want to see it now.
Bruce was on his period or some shit, dude. Like,
maybe he started having voice cracks. That's why they didn't continue.
Yeah, he was like, Alfred.
Alfred. This is how he gets his Batman voice. Alfred. And then, like, he throws a rock and says, Alfred.
He's going to come back next week and he's going to be like, guys, we need to find out what's going on. That girl died last week from me. We need to get in there.
Like swimwear.
Hugo Strange.
Where is he?
You have failed this city. Wait, that's Arrow. Wrong show, yeah.
All right, no, seriously, let's get into it.
All right.
But no, if you agree with me, do you like the breaks? Do you not like the breaks?
I mean, it's like, why is there another break? You know, like, fuck it, dude. All right, whatever.
All right, Lucifer, season 1, episode 13, Take Me Back to Hell. When Lucifer is framed for murder, he and Chloe must work together to clear his name and prove the identity of the true killer.
Yeah, and Chloe's all like, nigga, I know you fucking killed that priest, bruh. And then he's all like, oh, I had nothing to do with it, detective. And then time stopped, and Emeni Adele came and saved him, and then they're in the rain all, like, being bros.
And then he was like, you must never speak how you called on me like a child. And I was like, dude.
Yes.
This show is so great, dude. I love this show so much, dude. So this was the season finale, guys. There's no more Lucifer anymore. Well, I mean, of course, they have a second season eventually, you know, some point in time. They're going to continue that.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, first we'll go over the episode, then we'll talk about the season as a whole, because that's what we do here. Right. What did you think about the episode, though?
I liked the episode a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty great.
Yes. Keywords.
Keywords.
Yeah, I thought the episode was fantastic. I thought that it was well worked, and I just really liked it.
Yeah, dude. Like, did you think for a second that like Lucifer was gonna actually die?
No, I thought he was gonna like go back to hell, which he did, and then God saved him.
God allowed him to come back.
God was like, my child, return to life.
Yeah, well, because he wants him to, I can't even think right now. He wants him to take the prisoner back to hell. There's somebody that escaped hell.
His mommy.
And it's his mother, dude. That was kind of huge for me. I was like, dude, what the fuck, dude?
I'm like, who the fuck is his mom?
I'm like, dude, there's like a mother god, dude. What is happening? Like, what is this show doing?
She was in hell? And like, what?
Like, dude, they're taking on big risk here, dude.
And they were like all scared about it. Like, he was all like, mother's escaped. And Emmanuel Dell's like, no.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Like, what do you think? Like, why was she in hell, dude? Why do you think, like, what?
Dude, she must have, like, not gave God a BJ one night or something. He fucking sent her down to hell.
And he's like, fuck it, you don't want this. Want to thunder cock? I'm gonna fucking send you to hell.
God has a lisp.
I don't know. Maybe
God is like Mike Tyson 2.0.
Yeah, dude, he's gonna knock a bitch out.
He's like, I mean, I bite you off, and you ain't even give me a blowjob. Fact.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. So, what do you think? What do you think about the ending? You know. Yeah. Now.
Oh, the ending?
The ending.
The ending. You know,
I mean, well, I mean, that was the ending, but
yeah.
I mean, like, how, like, Chloe and Lucifer left, like, pretty much, like, left things off, you know? Like, what do you think's gonna happen?
Bro, he's gonna have to bone her.
He's gonna get in there.
Dude, that's so funny when, like,
He's going to smash that bud.
Yes. When Lucifer and Amenadiel, like, went to the psychologist.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, my God. That was fucking hilarious.
That was great.
And it's like funny how like she'll just start talking and like make them realize stuff, and like she's just like this secretly genius therapist. Apparently.
So what'd you think of like Amenadiel getting stabbed with like the demon blade, and then like Lucifer's feather saved him?
Well, I mean, no surprise.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about? Like, I think the bigger question is, what do you think about Maze using that feather on him?
I mean, I think she like kind of fell for him, you know?
Yeah. So do you think they're actually like in love?
I don't know if they're in love. I mean, it might be the paw snip brainwaves.
The paw snip? The big willies. The big. Does he have the big
no
willies?
No more big willies for me.
We'll see. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, not really much to discuss in like the episode, but what did you think about the season? Their first season, what'd you think?
It was a very strong first season, I think.
Yeah, like, dude. Like, no, seriously. I thought it was, like, a really, really, really good fucking first season. Yeah, dude. So, for the episode grade, I gave it a 9.2. What'd you give it?
I mean, I gave it a 9.8 because...
9.8?
We haven't given any episode this season a 9.8 on Lucifer, and I was like, man... This show's better than that. I gotta give it something high.
What is going on here, Christian?
I mean, there wasn't really anything wrong with the episode. It wasn't slow. It wasn't boring. It was interesting. It was intricate. It was fun.
Yeah, I don't know if it really warranted like that.
Probably not. It probably didn't. But
it's all right. It's all right. What'd you think? What would you give the grade as a season as a whole?
The season as a whole, I would give it like a 9.3.
I'd give it a 9.5. Take that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I averaged all this stuff out, so...
I don't give a shit what your averages are.
Yeah, I think like a 9.2, 9.3 is good. Like, there was, like, some episodes where I was like, meh. But, like, most of the episodes were very good. The acting was good. Chloe looks like a drug addict the whole time, but whatever.
Yeah, dude, no worries in life.
Yeah, for real. All
right, moving on.
Moving on to The Flash... Wait, what'd you give the episode?
I said 9.2, dude.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. Sorry. Okay, The Flash, Season 2, Episode 19, Back to Normal. A metahuman with super strength named Griffin Gray mistakes Harry for Earth 1 Harrison Wells and kidnaps him. Misunderstandings are always hilarious. Demanding that Wells cure him from his current condition, realizing another brilliant Wells could track Griffin's location. Barry asks Jesse to help. Meanwhile, Wally corners Joe about The Flash.
So what'd you think?
Thought it was okay. It was good, but it was eh.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty alright.
Like, the episode itself is just like, Barry obviously struggling now with his powers gone. And like, I didn't really care about the Griffin Gray storyline. Like, it was cool to see Jesse and Wells reunite. But other than that, like I understood like Wally wanting to talk to the Flash, but it's like, why couldn't Joe just tell him, hey, you know, he knows he lost his speed, obviously, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude, like, he doesn't want to talk to you. He just lost his speed. Like, he's got more important shit going on.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand that. I thought it was all right. I mean, everything worked in the episode, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they always make everything make sense and tie everything in and whatever. I don't know. I felt like it lacked that like, emotional kind of impact that The Flash usually delivers, or that exciting impact that it usually delivers.
And there was so much room for it in this episode because of Barry losing his speed, like the tragedy like that, like him and Joe had like a small conversation about it, but
I really think like next episode is going to deliver that huge
thing. Yeah, his dad's coming back.
Yeah, like his dad's coming back. They're going to build a new particle accelerator to fucking give him his powers back. I'm like, dude, what is going on?
But we also had not mentioned in the synopsis because, you know, IMDb sucks at synopsises.
Yes. Yes.
Killer Frost on Earth 2 with Caitlin.
Nah, I don't know. I didn't really care about that stuff too much. I was like, nah, whatever.
Dude, the fucking Zoom is a freaking crazy person.
Yes, he
fucking
is.
Fucking murdered Killer Frost, too.
Yep. Only kept her around because it reminded him of Caitlin.
We're really building up
this man in the iron
mask. Yeah, this mystery about this man. So
who do we think it could be? Like, this is like so crazy.
Like I said Wally last week, but who knows? Like, who knows? Like, it kind of looks like, I don't know who it is. I have no clue. Is it like another one of his doppelgangers or something?
What if?
Is Barry?
What if it's Hunter Zolo? I mean, not fuck, damn it.
Jay Garrick.
No. Stop it. Stop talking. Fuck. Air Barthon,
yes. What if it's him? Eddie? No, it couldn't be Eddie.
I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Ah, dude, it could be anybody. God damn it. It's so exciting.
Anybody.
I mean, I don't know, dude. There really was. It's like stuff happened, but not much to discuss, dude.
Yeah,
like,
Barry still has no powers, but now he wants to be like this hero with no powers, and they're like, haha, we'll put Dwarf Star Alloy in your suit, but it'll only do good for one big punch to the tummy.
Ha! Right in your tummy.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Fucking, like, weird shit, dude. Like, fucking the red woman all over again and stuff. And I was like, what is happening?
Dude, I saw this other meme where it's like had like the ring from Lord of the Rings is like the ring every man wants, and then her necklace is like the necklace every woman wants.
That's so funny, dude.
Anyway, moving on.
Grading,
I give it an 8.
Yeah, 7.5.
Yeah,
I was like you know, just like around like average kind of, like it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, do better, Flash. We expect big things from you.
We expect big things.
But something to talk about, though, well, you brought up a point, but I'll get to that next, because I want to bring up my point before I forget.
Yes.
Is them renting or repeating storylines, and like episodes, essentially.
Yes.
I don't know, man. It just gets old.
Yeah, they do it to an extent, but I think, like, some of it is pretty new, too. It's just, like, they might be falling into that trap, you know?
Yeah, it's like, this is their second season and second time Barry has lost his powers.
Yes.
And it's like,
and he got betrayed by his mentor.
Twice.
And,
It's like, okay.
Three times, really, because if you, like, Harrison Wells did it again this season, just as last season, and Jay did it.
Oh, yeah, so three times now in two seasons. So it becomes the point where it's like, dude, fucking seriously, dude.
Now it's on Barry, like, fuck it. Stop having friends.
Yeah, seriously, dude, fucking Just solo this shit from now on. All right, moving on to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3, Episode 18, The Singularity. The S.H.I.E.L.D. team is left reeling and decimated as Hive continues to sway Inhumans to his side. But there is a sliver of hope as Agent Fitz and Simmons follow a lead that may be able to stop the maniacal Inhuman once and for all.
Yes. They're going to go find a doctor guy.
This is another episode where it's like, it was really good. It really was. Like, I thought the episode was good. There's like, but if you just like look at the episode, like literally like, not much actually happened.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a good episode. I thought that, you know, like the Fitz and Simmons stuff was the most interesting.
Yeah.
And I did like May, I think, this week. Like how she kind of like gave it to Coulson, you know?
Like, yeah. Well, one thing I really love about this show is like they seem to get like bad guys and stuff that like are not very easily defeated. Like this is probably like their probably biggest foe that they've ever encountered before. It's like it doesn't seem right. Like there's like an end in sight and they're not sure how to defeat it because like by the day the army is amassing.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like they can just easily like it like dude, I thought for sure like they were going to try to turn Fitz or Simmons, one of them, into an Inhuman at that point.
Yeah, well,
I was like, dude, they're gonna.
Dude, that was
it.
Crazy when Hive like cornered Simmons, like as like was like using Will's memories, and then like Daisy almost killed Fitz.
Dude, I thought she was accidentally gonna kill him on accident.
Dude, that would have been crazy.
Oh, dude, but I like, would have fucking freaked.
We know
out
from
if that
like
happened.
Last week, I think we know from last week's episode that, or maybe it was this episode, right? Yeah, it was this episode where he like found his casket. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
With a little
yeah.
ball. He's like, this is the only thing that can stop me.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, it's already in their possession. How are they planning to get it?
If they're able to do what they're trying and like sway Daisy back, like they could have her in there as like a double agent.
Well, I mean, one, they're going to have to figure a way to break the mind control.
Right. Because they took the doctor.
But. I wonder if there's like a point, if there's an action that can happen that could break that bond.
Well, that's what like, they were trying like, to do, isn't it? Like, with the doctor, like, he could do something with, like...
Well, yeah, like, he had, like, some sort of, like, technology that he came up with, like, to counteract the effect or something. But, no, like, I mean, like, in the way of, it's like, say if she does an action of some sort, like, kill somebody that was, like, near and dear to them, like Simmons or Fitz or even, like, Coulson or Agent May or somebody like that, or even Mac, like, if she kills one of those five people, it's like... Would that be a strong enough action to counter out the effects that Hive has on her?
I don't think so, because she has to get the parasites out of her head first, you know? I think that's what's causing it. Is like they're like stimulating the pleasure center of her brain and stuff, and she's like having permanent orgasms.
Yeah, pretty much, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, about time Fitz and Simmons having sex.
Oh, yeah, they were
banging. I was like, oh, man, they're fucking shagging, mate.
Yeah, they were getting it in.
I was like, yes.
Yes.
Go! Yes! Go, Fitz! You got this, bro!
Yeah.
And I was like,
great.
It's like, you could go the distance, dog.
Ruin them on.
Yeah, dude.
So
I was fucking fist pumping like no other, dude.
Yeah?
So, gratings?
I give it like an 8.2.
8.2? I gave it an 8.8. I thought it was... I was very good.
I thought it was good. I was going to give it a higher grade, but I'm like, man, I'm always too nice to these shows, you know?
Really? Really? I think you're just...
I mean...
I think you're trying to, like, counteract your absurd Lucifer grade.
Hey, man. Oh, okay. Well, Scott came up with, like, this new rule where, like, we're allowed to change one grade.
Yes.
But only one grade. Like, we have to come up with our grades ahead of time, and then after we discuss them, we can change one. And I'm just like...
And we have to announce it, too.
Did you change any of yours?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to change my Lucifer grade.
Nah.
Because... Because it is kind of high. I'm just going to lower it a little bit to a 9.4.
Okay. All right. We forgive you now, Christian.
Forgiveness is in sight. I don't know. Oh, hold on one second.
Oh.
All right.
He threw his other paper down on the ground already.
Stupid. Arrow. It's my turn, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh, man, we're not very focused today.
Season 4, episode 19, Canary Cry. Oliver, and the team struggle to come to terms with Laurel's death. Especially Diggle, who's, like, all overwhelmed with guilt, like, because he chose to believe Andy and stuff.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Lance refuses to believe his daughter is really gone and asks Nyssa to help bring her back. A recent Black Canary sighting in Star City only seems to prove his theory that Laurel isn't actually dead. That's retarded. Quentin Lance was just a... What? What is wrong with you, bruh? What is wrong with Quentin Lance, man?
I don't know, dude. Like, he's like, that's my little girl. That's my baby girl.
Lance, my baby.
Yeah, I mean, of course, dude. I mean, understandable reaction, but I don't think there's a way to bring her back, man. There's, I don't know.
Yeah?
I just don't know. This is probably like their best episode.
Was it?
This season, I think so.
Yeah. Like, I didn't think it was that good.
Really?
I thought it was okay.
Really, dude? Explain yourself, brother.
I thought it was good. You know.
No, you can't. You can't change up. I didn't think it was very good. Now you're saying you thought it was pretty good.
See, I gave it these ahead of time grades, and now like because you're like you have to grade it ahead of time, and I'm like, well, you always tell me I'm so nice to these grades, I'm so lenient, and I'm like giving them harsh grades, and like. You're all like, yeah, I love these episodes. And I'm just like, yeah,
just
I like them
I
too.
Just because I love them doesn't mean you have to love them.
Well,
tell me what your initial instincts were, your initial thoughts.
I didn't have any problems with the episode. I just didn't think it was like outrageously good. I love seeing Nyssa, like in Oliver, like that kind of relationship was good.
Yes.
And like,
because they're awkwardly still
married.
I
didn't like Quentin, like for the most part, but I liked the end of his arc where he was pretty much like, hey, wifey, hey, girl who plays River Song, hey.
Hey,
guess what? Beautiful. She's not coming back.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. It's true. Okay. But yeah, she's like, baby, there's no way I'll bring her back.
Baby, come back.
Yeah. My baby girl's dead.
My baby girl's dead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But Lance was whatever. Like, I didn't really care for him this episode. Besides at the end, I thought Oliver played a great role. Like, I thought he...
Yeah, you know, dude. He was awesome.
Yeah. But, like, it's like we're dealing with the same things we always deal with. It's like, you're blaming yourself. I'm blaming myself. Everybody's blaming ourselves.
But it wasn't Oliver this time.
Yeah. I thought Diggle, dude. Diggle went fucking nuts. He's like, get out of the car.
Dude, I was like,
and she's
this
like,
is so
I'm
insane.
I'm the mayor. And he's all like, I don't give a fuck who you are, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, dude. I was like, man, this is so nuts. This is cray cray.
Yeah, I don't think it was the best episode of the season. I'm not allowed to change my grade because I already changed my other grade, but...
Yeah, dude, love it.
You
must accept what you wrote down.
I'm just like, yeah, ka-ka-ka-ka. No, it was a good episode, and, like, seeing Barry again at the end, you know, and, like, dude, like, I didn't realize Oliver was kind of being, like mean to him almost at first, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, because he was like, dude, I would have been here, you know, if I could. And then he was like, Zoom. And he was like, but he kind of said it in a meet, like, you know, matter of fact way. And then Barry was like, yeah. And then he's like, do you need anything? He's like, I just want to be alone.
Well, how does that mean? He just wants to grieve in peace, dude.
Yeah, I get it.
He just wants somebody over there just saying, oh, it'll be okay. No, dude. He just lost the fucking love of his
life.
Dude,
it's funny because I was thinking about this at the beginning of the episode. I was like, you know? I was like, when we first saw it, did Barry use his speed when he left?
Yes.
Oh, and then we saw it again and he did. And I was like, oh, well, now we know he's like for sure getting his speed back.
Yeah,
next
duh,
week,
dude.
Duh.
Whoa, you don't know what's next.
Well, it has to be.
It could be.
I mean,
there's a strong possibility of 99.9% chance it will be.
Yeah,
but
what'd you think of like the flashbacks?
The flashback. I thought they were fucking great, dude.
Tommy Merlin flashbacks.
Like
dude,
good job on your flashbacks.
I loved seeing Laurel like in that like younger person role. You know,
yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, dude. Laurel will definitely be missed. That's for sure.
She's going to be on The Flash, though.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, one random episode this season.
Maybe.
Must be
maybe.
Before she dies.
Because
their timelines are all off.
Oh, yeah. Timey-wimey and stuff. Who knows?
Shit.
But, yes. Dude, like, Oliver's, like, deliverance speech, or I don't know what you call it.
His eulogy.
Yeah. It was, like, pretty epic, dude, and he, like, revealed that she was, like, the Black Canary, mm-hmm. and, like, every like she helped people like not only within the confines of the law, and she did every aspect of her life was like devoted to like helping people, and like we should all like strive to be just like her and stuff. And I was just like, dude, this is like so amazing. Like,
yeah, it was great. And fuck that fucking mayor bitch, dude. She's all like the girl who's impersonating Black Canary is like trying to kill her. And Oliver is, like, giving this great speech to her about, like, what the Black Canary represents. And then, like, she doesn't kill her. And then she's like, arrest him!
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, she's on, like, the side of Damian Dark. And, you know, she has all these secret motives and doesn't want vigilantes running around and, like, destroying their plans.
That's the other thing. John Deagle's actions caused her to put, like, warrants out for every vigilante. So that new status quo.
Yeah, dude, what a fucking idiot, dude. Yeah. Man. But I don't know. I love Diggle. His acting was, like, superb in this episode. Like,
yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Ratings?
I give it an 8.5.
I give it a 9.5.
I give it an 8.5. 8.5 is very good, right? Or is it just
good? It's good. It's on the border of being very good.
Okay.
9.6 is very good.
9.6 is, like, near perfect.
You didn't write it down.
I did. It's right here.
Oh.
Otherwise, I would have just written something else down, and then you would have been like, oh, look, he wrote that down. No, I wrote it down. So I couldn't.
I'm just making sure.
If I was over here, like, doing this, you'd be like, what are you doing?
I mean,
I'm just writing it more clearly, you know?
On to our last show, Legends of Tomorrow, episode one. I mean, it's so hot in here, guys. Sorry, I'm being, like, delirious a little bit. All right. Season 1, Episode 13, Leviathan. Rip takes the team to London in the year 2166. Cheerio. 3 days before his family is killed. He believes this will be the final opportunity to take out Savage, who is unfortunately at the height of his power. However, the team discovers two key elements to defeating him. Savage's daughter and the means to kill Savage once and for all. What the fuck?
Two elements in defeating him. One of those is the key to defeat. anyway.
All right. I thought for a second I fumbled that somehow, but okay, this is literally the line. It says, the team discovers two key elements to defeating Savage. Savage's daughter and the means to kill Savage once and for all. What does this mean?
Fuck off.
I understand. They should have said Kendra's mace thingy.
Yeah.
That would have made more sense, dude. Yeah. The way they write it, like, they're fucking little artards.
I like the Savage's daughter thing.
Yeah, dude, that was really good, dude. Like, her and Snart had a good thing going, and, like, Snart was pretty good in this episode.
Yeah, he was pretty good in this episode, for sure. And then Adam got all giant and stuff.
Dude. That part of the episode was so epic. I was like, dude, this is, like, really good graphics, dude. Like,
I didn't think the CG was good.
Really?
Dude, like, because he was, like, falling so slow and, like,
I mean, how fucking fast do you think a giant's gonna fucking fall, dude?
Very fast. The heavier it is, the harder it falls. That's, like, the gravity 2.0, bro.
Shut up, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Gravity 101.
Ruining my CGI moment, dude. That was, like, the best part of the episode, dude. It was so cool looking.
All right.
And then, but I don't know what was, like, up with, like, because they had, like, the little Adam symbol on that giant thingy, and I was like, well, how'd they build that thing then? They, like, reverse engineered
that,
like,
was
the,
like,
Adam
the called
thingy?
Leviathan, that right, that big guy.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that was, like, the Leviathan thing.
Yeah,
but, like, it had, like, the Adam symbols on him, like, on his forehead and on his chest.
Oh,
did you not notice, like, the big Adam thing?
No, I was looking at the guy, you know.
the robotics
the robot, like, grabbed the ship and he was like, this looks like a taco.
God damn it, dude.
No, all right. The episode overall I thought was good, but I didn't like Kendra, like, she's like not gonna kill him now all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, dude, like, bitch, what are you gonna do? Dude, there's him. Like 2,000 years of fucking memories and love for this one guy, you know, and then it's like, what are you gonna do? Condemn him? Like, what would you do in that situation?
I say, fuck it, dude. This guy is going to destroy the world in the future. I can save the world in the future. I can save this one person.
Save the one person.
Oh.
Your true love. Get it. The heart.
Bro, she's totally pulling a Vicky right now, though. She's like, wants to be with this guy, but wants to be with Ray.
Yeah, and dude, it's okay, man. No, no, I understand. Like, she definitely should have killed Savage, but it's like, oh, man. Like, she can't just, like, leave him there or whatever. But, like, yeah. I mean, she could have killed him and then, like, somehow figured it out. I don't know.
And why would Savage be stupid enough to give his daughter that bracelet?
Yeah.
He's like, this belonged to my lover once.
Yeah.
I want you to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. What'd you think?
I thought it was just good. Like, I didn't really care about the whole refugees thing and all that stuff. I just gave it an 8, honestly.
An 8? I gave it like an 8.8.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I didn't. I changed it. I changed it. Here's my one fucking grade I changed, dude. I originally gave it like a 9.5.
So high. That's so
and high. Then I was like, oh, well, fuck it, dude. I'll just change it because, you know, I maybe didn't deserve that high. But, dude, I do disagree. I think the CJ was excellent.
Yeah,
I thought those that, like those parts, it was, like, really cool, dude. And I was like, oh, well, let's see.
Fucking dick.
Yeah. You bastard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude. Only a couple more episodes in all of our shows. The, you know, seasons are coming to a wrap up. So, well, I guess we'll just have to see what's going to happen in all of our shows, guys.
Yeah, they all end this month of May, May 25th for most of them, May 18th, 17th, whatever for other ones. They're all around that dates, those dates, that week of the 25th. So,
yep.
Well,
just a couple of quick things before we end this. Make sure you guys follow us on social media as always, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Nerdy Boys Reviews, and also go visit our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Bunch of different things on there. We, you know, start promoting people called Reality Comics, social media for nerds, in case you didn't get the memo earlier. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so cool. Definitely go sign up with them. And then, like, I signed up myself, so you can follow me at Nerdy Boy Inhuman.
Oh, cool name, dude.
Thanks.
I stole that name before.
Yeah. Scott uses that for his Xbox Live. Do people call you? What do people call you? Because, like, you give people, like, short names, like STKX Sponge is like Sponge. And you're like, whatever. Do they call you Inhuman? Do they call you Nerdy? Do
they call usually call me Nerdy.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I'm like, oh, thanks, dude.
Oh, is that all right? But yeah, so we'll probably start one for our podcast too.
Yes.
So yeah, check that out.
We'll let you guys know on our other social medias if you're following us, which you should be. You lazy bastard! Click that follow button and like our Facebook page.
And like, if you're listening to this podcast right now, fucking hit that subscribe button.
Hit the subscribe. Rate us. Review us.
Tell people that, you know, we're sexy.
Well, that we're the greatest podcast to ever fucking grace this earth.
Yes.
If that's how you feel, or, you know, if you don't feel like that way, you can be like, dude, this fucking podcast is shit.
Dude, what the fuck is your problem, guys? What the fuck do you even know?
Yeah, but I think that's all we got for you guys. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Inhuman.
Christian. Oh, yes. And here at Nerdy Boys Reviews, we always have one simple message for you that is
stay nerdy, boys.